Kesin aklımı sığacağım dediğim patient's name is Daniel Harbison. Harbison, Daniel, Daniel. Date of birth is 2/16/1948. Date of service is 9/20/2023. Mr. Harbison is a very pleasant 75-year-old male with history of Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia as well as lymphoma, history of hypertension, asthma, degenerative joint disease, was admitted to the hospital with fever and chills and generalized weakness. He His white count was significantly elevated. He had low grade temp. Patient was admitted to the hospital. With the sepsis, was treated with IV vancomycin, cefepime, but subsequently the reaction to cefepime was switched to Rocephin. ID in oncology were consulted, subsequently cardiology as well as nephrology. And orthopedic were consulted because of left foot as well as left elbow pain and swelling. Patient had knee aspiration, which did reveal crystals of pseudogout. Patient started on Indocin also. He was given IV fluids. He had episodes of supraventricular tachycardia, but his blood culture did prove Staph aureus also. His urine culture had a Staph aureus. Patient was had a CAT scan done. We did reveal left upper lobe pneumonia. He had pleural effusion, bilateral. He had drainage of the effusion, which was culture did not grow any organism. Patient was gradually doing better. He was ambulated with the help of physical therapy, was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he states that he's feeling better. He does complain of some generalized weakness. He denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Had been significant for asthma, Waldenstrom lymphoma, hypertension, degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for hernia repair and history of bone marrow biopsy. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. In the history of MI or coronary artery disease, he did have episodes of sinus tachycardia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. He does have history of pneumonia as well as bilateral pleural effusion. Musculoskeletal, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, he does complain of generalized weakness, no focal history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, he does complain of joint pain, history of arthritis, also recent pseudogout crystals. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid buoy, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities No edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, left upper lobe pneumonia. Next, bilateral pleural effusion. Next, history of Waldenstrom lymphoma / macroglobulinemia. Next, history of asthma. Next, hypertension. Next, anemia. Next, thrombocytopenia. Next, immunocompromised host. Next, DJD. Next, pseudogout. Treatment plan, discussion about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. I've encouraged him to eat better, drink enough fluids, continue with current medications. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Thomas Eldredge, ELDREDGE, Thomas, THOMAS. Date of birth is 12/31/1941. Date of service is 9/19/2023. Mr. Eldredge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He is laying in his bed. He states that he's been doing better. He has been working with physical therapy, has been gaining some strength, still having significant weakness. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No wheals, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, acute CVA with right hemiparesis. Next, bilateral carotid stenosis. Next, lower extremity weakness. Next, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. I've encouraged him to continue to work with therapy. We'll monitor his progress. We'll check routine labs. We'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient Mary Leskelius, Leskelius, Marie, Marie. Date of birth is 11/18/1938. Date of service is 9/19/2023. Ms. Leskelius is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she is doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She said her breathing has been doing better. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. History of COVID pneumonia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, history of congestive heart failure. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, dementia. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Her breathing has been improved. She denies any complaints of cough or shortness of breath. She will continue her current medication. She was encouraged to work with physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Kenneth Radke, R-A-D-T-K-E, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Date of birth is 11/30/1929. Date of birth is 11/30/1929. Date of service is 9/19/2023. Mr. Radke is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he just kept getting back from physical therapy. He feels tired. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. He says that he's trying to eat better, drink enough fluids. He wants to go home. He lives alone. He has several caretakers who come and help him with his chores. He denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, multiple falls. Next, compression fracture, lumbar vertebrae. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of traumatic subdural hemorrhage. Next, history of benign tumor on his brain. Treatment plan, discuss patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better clinically. He's still high risk for falls. I've recommended that he look for more assisted living rather than independent, unless he has a 24-hour caregiver. We'll continue to work with physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is William Melvin White, V-E-I-K Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N. Date of birth is 9/22/1938. Date of service is 9/19/2023. Mr. Veek is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's doing better. He does have some swelling of the lower extremities. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. Lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, coronary artery disease, status post CABG, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next COPD, next sleep apnea, next bilateral lower extremity swelling, next degenerative joint disease, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next chronic kidney disease, next BPH, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. Will increase his Lasix to 40 milligrams once a day. Will continue other medications. He was encouraged to keep his legs elevated. Also, I advised him to cut back on salty food. We'll monitor his progress. We'll check basic metabolic panel and a CBC. He will continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. We'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.